you don't grow out of it. You know, hopefully you just, you know, grow in God's love, and that's what we're trying to teach our kids, and that's why we want them to know Him.
Kind, and I'm here with Chad from Unspoken.
What? Hello, hello.
What just happened on the stage?
We had a concert that...
Unbelievable.
We sang the Backstreet Boys. That's all that matters.
I heard that. I wanted it that way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we all did.
That reminds me of something I have to tell you. Somebody in my family said, okay, in the South they say y'all, in the West they say you guys. What do they say in Maine when they're bringing everybody together? My husband and his brother are from Maine. They both pause for a second and they answer at the same time. There's no we, it's me. No y'all, there's no together, there's no you guys. In Maine, it's me.
It's me? Well, I can tell you this, that they call from where I'm from, and I don't know where you're...
My husband is from outside Wiscasset. You know, Route 1, Red Zeats.
Yeah. That's, we're just further down Route 1. But everybody calls everybody, including men to men, men to women, men to children, dear. But it's Dia.
Yeah, Dia.
How are you, Dia? Come here, Dia. And my dad was always like, I don't understand. It's grown men are saying, come on over, Dia. You can sit with us. It's funny.
Oh, that is very, very funny. Yeah. So the show tonight, I don't know how you go from a Mena and then get on the stage tonight and play the show that you did. As long as the road. I watched you direct them. I watched your years of songwriting, just your vocals. I mean, all of that together. I'm so proud of you guys.
Thank you.
So proud of you. The show, everybody leaving, one after the next. What? I love that kind of reaction.
Mm-hmm. That's, I'm a little bit bashful right now because you just said so many nice things, but...
I didn't say it. I mean, people said it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we're just grateful to be here, and we've worked hard, and we're having fun with it. I mean, yeah. I'm kind of tired. Like, we're all tired right now.
No doubt.
What's happening behind the scenes is, like, we're starting to rub each other
yeah.
the wrong way, you know? Like, yeah. just a pinch. So we always have a meeting before the show and just read the Bible, and today we worshiped, and it was really special. So, yeah. you know, all those things keep it grounded and keep it going. And we're just blown away that people show up.
Mm.
That's fun.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. It was very, very good. The last time I saw you, you were on stage at a songwriter's round. And Torrin Wells had gone right before you,
mm-hmm.
and he said a couple things, interrupted you a couple times, and you were like, he's done. I'm on next. And it was, the crowd loved it so much. I just, were you always that? How many siblings do you have? And were you always that kind of child?
Well, I have had a hard time in the South because my humor is like dry and kind of sarcastic and,
yes,
you know, all
yes,
of that.
Yes.
And so like I can pull off like, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, but in the South, it's been a hard transition because people are so, like, face value kind.
Yeah, right.
I'm not saying that they're not behind the scenes, but I love the North because at least you get what you get.
Yeah.
And it's legit. but, like, I have offended so many people, like, over the years. And, you know, I just always say, I'm so sorry. It's not my intention. But the youngest of five... No, I'm the youngest biological of four. Wow. And then when I was 10, my sister was adopted. And so, like, I was the center of attention then. And then when my sister came, I had to make myself the center of attention, you know, by whether it was getting in trouble or doing other things, you know, but.
Right.
I'm glad you find it funny. You know, some people are like, and I'm like, I'm kidding.
That's fair, too. Yeah. That's fair, too. Thank you for being vulnerable tonight about, you know, about your history and how, you know, you've walked through things and find yourself in a place of victory. Mm-hmm. And yet you're not necessarily taking the credit for that either. And that's a beautiful thing to hear spoken from the stage.
Yeah.
Because it does give hope. And
I need it.
Yeah.
I need to be reminded that there are people that are walking through things and, you know, often, like, and it gives me hope to be like, okay, he hasn't forgot about me. It's just, you know, not the right time for whatever reason, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the biggest things we have to learn as believers is perseverance. And the word literally just means, moving forward despite resistance. So whose life doesn't that feel like? You know, it's like we're moving forward despite, you know, pushback. And that's perseverance, is like continuing to do it. So I hate that the Lord makes me practice it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, James says that without perseverance, we can't be like Jesus. There's no way. Mm. So, like, it is one of the biggest parts of our Christian walk. But I love this. This is great. Philippians 4:13, right? Mm-hmm, I can do all things.
Yeah.
Philippians 3:13, it's a great verse, says that Paul says, I'm focusing on the future, not the past, right? I'm leaving the past as the past. I'm looking forward to what's ahead. Mm-hmm. That's a great life verse. You know, both those two are great life verses. Philippians 2:13.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing. Okay. 2:13 is, God is working in us, giving us the desire and the power to do what pleases him. So it's like, there's so much, like when I hear it, I just am so grateful that not only did he save us, but now he put his spirit in us, and the desire to want to do good comes from God working in us, and the power to complete it comes from God. And so I want to learn how to like walk in that every day.
Yeah.
I don't walk in it every day, but I do believe that God is stirring and working even when our life doesn't match. And Philippians 1:13, not that good.
Of course it's not. Everybody's starting to 1:13. Yeah, yeah. You know that? That's the inspiration.
I'm kidding. All the Bible is inspired and God-breathed.
Yes. Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen. I love, too, that you made reference to your son. One of the songs that was requested, is that a request often?
It is a request often.
Is it honestly, really?
Yeah. I'd say 9 out of 10 nights, probably.
You're kidding.
We used to play it all the time in that set where we started the set with it, but now we just let it be a request. Maybe 8, but yeah. I mean, it's you know, it's one of those things, like, I'm struggling just like my kids, you know, in different ways. And it's like, you don't grow out of it. You know, hopefully you just, you know, grow in God's love. And that's what we're trying to teach our kids. And that's why we want them to know him.
Yeah.
Right? Not just believe in a religious system, but to know Jesus. And, you know, for all of you parents out there, you know, I can just say that Philippians 1:6, God starts a work and he finishes it. Like, it's his job to start it. You can't start it. And it's his job to finish it. You can't finish it. But what we can do is, you know, be Jesus and teach our kids. And, you know, we play a part in it. But, you know, for me as a wayward kid and as I'm raising teenagers in a very difficult time in the world, just with technology and, like, there's so much, like, so many challenges we didn't have. So, you know, with, you know, just social media and bullying, it's like you can't get away from people.
Yeah.
You know, that's like, you used to be able to go.
Respite. Yeah.
And we need to, like Jesus did. We do too.
Yeah.
I was laying in my bed late one night with the weight of debilitating anxiety
on my shoulders. And my wife, she had it a little rough growing up. And at some point, if you don't deal with some things, you know, they catch up with you. And in this season of our lives, my wife just had debilitating anxiety, and there was nothing I could do about it. Absolutely nothing. I felt so helpless. And I remember laying in my bed, and one night I was there at 3 a.m. watching YouTube of Gaither Vocal Band. I have no idea why. That I was listening to this black and white TV video, and it had a long skinny mic, and there was 5 dudes around the mic, and they were singing a song. And by the end of the song, one of the lead guys, he was blind, and he began to just kind of cry out to Jesus on national television. He said, "God, I want to thank you for being my eyes when I couldn't see. God, I want to thank you for being my father when he ran out on me. God, I want to thank you that you were our provider when my mother couldn't make ends meet." And he goes down the list of all these things that don't seem real, possible in the natural. But he was seeing the provision and the love of God in his life. Maybe not the way he wanted it to be, but he, nonetheless, God had showed up on his behalf. And he could see that. And I began to sit and think about, in that moment, filled with gratitude and hope, because we're dealing with this thing for a couple years, and I remembered when I was an addict and felt like there was no hope whatsoever, God heard my prayer. He heard the prayers of my parents. He heard all these things. He showed up at the right moment, at the time that he had set before I was even born. Psalm 139 says that every day of your life is mapped out before it even happened, that God knows it all. And I remember this overwhelming sense that if God came through for me all these years ago, and he seemed to show up all this time, that maybe, just maybe, a very high possibility that God would show up again in my life.
Through all the mistakes and the ups and downs, who's faithful, you know? Mm. We have this line in a song back in the day is... that was, "I can never let you down because I never held you up."
Yes.
And I just heard that Maverick City just had the same line, and not saying they took it from me, but by any means. But I'm just saying it reminded me that, you know, he holds us up.
Yeah.
And so it's, you know, it's beautiful. Yeah. And we're so lucky that we get to love the Lord and walk with him. Mm-hmm. And that's why we want to spend all of our time sharing it with people. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. And sometimes we do that really well, and sometimes we try to hit them over with the 1611 King James Bible. Mm. But we know that it comes from a place of love, and so, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. it's important.
Yeah. Speaking of the fruits of the Spirit, I definitely sensed joy on the stage tonight. Not necessarily talking about joy, but seeing it mm-hmm. is actually more inspirational to people.
Totally.
Yeah.
There's a, I can't remember how old guitar player said that, you know, everybody wants to see a sermon, not just hear one. Yeah. So if they see it, when we do speak, that those words have power, a different kind of power than if we just...
Yes.
It's just like raising kids, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I can tell my kids
or raising
everything.
Raising parents.
Yeah, right. Well, my parents are getting older. I grew up Pentecostal, and like, but a solid North Pentecostal, not wow. like a snake handling South Pentecostal.
Okay, okay.
Not to say all South Pentecostals are snake handlers. I'm right. just saying that there's a stigma.
Okay.
And we want to see God move in supernatural ways. Like, we just do.
Yeah.
And, but the one thing I really feel like God is allowing us to be a part of at this moment is bringing joy and fun and truth and the love of God to wherever we go. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what I think is, you know, if we can just put a little wind in somebody's sails as they're on the way, you know, and walking out this life, and we know the music's going to do it, and the radio station's going to help, and church is going to help, and all of that. But if people can come to our shows and feel lifted up, and like maybe a little joy, a little breath inside, that's the hope. And so I know that that's kind of what God's called us to at this moment. We're going to keep working hard and trying to make those nights the most fun as possible. But it's been fun. It's nice to know kind of like an angle or a vision that, like, you know, like we're shooting for. All right, we want to make this fun for people.
Yeah.
It's not a worship service. Okay. Mm-hmm. They have that at church, which is great.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I love those. Yeah. but that's not what we do. So how can we make it the most fun and the most joy that we can?
Yeah.
And so I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah.
It makes me like, yes, we're doing the right thing.
You are. You absolutely are. Mm-hmm. And it was a gift to watch.
Good.
So we enjoyed it. I'm here with Chad Mattson of Unspoken. Amazing. So great.